Radio Free Palestine, beginning at 8 a.m. May 15th on WPFW, Radio for the Resistance.
At 89.3 FM, this is member-supported WPFW, Washington.
Is illegal, by the way, everything. So hopefully it'll be challenged in the court. But I think there, I mean, at the end of the day, trans people are less than 1% of the population, mm-hmm. and trans people are not the reason you can't afford eggs. We're not the reason that you can't afford healthcare. Yeah. We're not the reason that you can't buy a house or your rent's too high. Yeah. I think they're focused on the wrong 1%.
Ooh.
I think the other 1% is the reason for all those things. I'm not going anywhere.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday to everybody. Thank you for joining us. And who also joins is my beautiful co-host, Bianca. How are you today?
Hello, Beanie. I am doing good. Happy Monday to everybody. Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, and happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We love you. And if you don't know, this is how we do. Inside Out Radio illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. Our groundbreaking show has aired since 2008 and is DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial, one of only a handful in the country. As the name implies, we take you inside this community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through an LGBTQIA inclusive lens. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, the home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. Please feel free to give us a shout-out, a call, a question at 202-588-0893. All right, so let's get into it. So that little segment in the beginning was from Laverne Cox interview on The View a little bit ago. And, you know, something just told me that people needed a reminder that we are not the 1% as trans folks who are doing stuff, taking things, you know, all of the fun things that people like to say. And, you know, it's like, it's a great time to debunk some of those things. You know, Trans Pride is this weekend, which kicks off World Pride 2025. Yes, we are still having it. Yes, we still exist. And yes, we are very, very visible. So maybe that little tidbit in the beginning could just, you know, I don't know, like, what would that be? Oh, a wake up call. That, you know, trans folks aren't the reason for a lot of that stuff. And, you know, you keep blaming the people, but you don't take care of the solution to which could alleviate the problem. And it ain't us. So, yeah, the show is going to be about Trans Pride 2025. Hopeful things, things that, you know, we know about, things that are going on. And, you know, if you want to call in, you know, and have a question or your own input, 202-588-0893. So, leader of Trans Pride, Bianca.
We are leader of Trans Pride.
But, you know, you are the Professor X of the X-Men when it comes to this. And we know this. You were given this task, okay, to take over from wonderful Savannah Wanser, right? Uh-huh. Okay. And you've done such a wonderful job. You know, this is the third year that you have been in control, that it has, you know, re-earthed and been reimagined for us by us. And that is thanks to you. You know, you put people together that, you know, you had worked with or that had worked within the community. And, you know, now, you know, we on the path.
Well, first and foremost, thank you. But it is, to your point, a group of individuals to put this together. I think we all played a role in ensuring that the programming and the workshops and the resources that are available are for us, organized by us, right? And I think mm-hmm. that is one of the really unique things about Trans Pride Washington, D.C., is because we are a collective of, you know, trans, non-binary, gender diverse folks and our allies who really are putting this together, right? And for folks who are listening to us who may not be familiar with Trans Pride Washington, D.C., I think we owe it to them to give them some context, so a little bit
yes.
of like history, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important to kind of share, like, what is Trans Pride and, you know, what is it rooted of and who are the founding individuals of the organization, right? You mentioned Savannah Wanser, and for folks who are not familiar or not in the Washington, D.C. area, Savannah Wanser is a local Washingtonian who is also a big activist and an advocate for the transgender community and the founder of Trans Pride Washington, D.C. Savannah founded Trans Pride Washington, D.C. going on 20 years now. So we're going to be celebrating our 21st year here in a few years. So the planning committee really needs to, you know, start planning what our 21st year would look like. But before we get there, right, you know, let's share some of the important things about Transpired. So she essentially just really wanted to gather her friends in a place where it's safe, where they can be themselves, where they feel like they don't have to look over their shoulder when they're hanging out, right? So it was a simple idea, a small idea that she had, and being one of the faith leader as well in the community, she had asked her church, you know, to see if they can use one of the spaces for a regular get together with her friends. Fast forward to where we are now, it's become really one of the Pride festivities that's being celebrated in the Washington, D.C. area, with the likes of all of the other prides that are happening, whether it could be Black Pride, Latinx Pride, Youth Pride, Silver Pride, Asian American, Pacific Islander Pride, and then of course DC Pride. But so it's really such an important not only event for the transgender community, but it is a place where they can be where we can be our authentic self, where we don't have to hide who we are, where, you know, we can be with our siblings, with our, you know, communities, to connect and to share resources that are available, that especially when we're going through our transition journey. Transpired, to me personally, has been, you know, very important, because when I was going through my transition, Transpired was the place where I was able to learn a lot of the things that I need to learn, you know, in my own transition journey. And it's even more critical now to have Transpired Washington, D.C. So to your point, we are not going anywhere. You know, we are going to celebrate. We are going to be with community. And we're going to lean on each other to, you know, really continue to find that strength so we can continue to really advocate and fight for our existence.
Completely. And I think that a lot of people who question different prides, what's the point? What is the meaning? Why do you have to do this? Why do you throw it in our faces, darling? And, you know, and it's one of those things where I think a lot of times, you know, when, you know, like white folks are like, oh, you know, like black spaces or black, you know, pride or, you know, like these kind of things, it's because there is a default mindset to certain people, and a lot of other people are not able to be to feel that they can celebrate themselves in safety. And when, you know, we talk about pride, it's the one's existence to feel good about themselves. And, you know, or at least that's what it means to me. You know, it's a lot of times people are so consumed with like the media milkshake of everything and don't really realize that these are actual folks each day, right? Like, this person didn't just exist for this segment, right? That they're showing. This person doesn't just exist on May 17th. This person doesn't just exist at that time that you saw them. You know, there's a journey, there's a process, there's a life that precedes. And I don't know, but it's like a lot of people don't even know if they've met a trans person to be so worried about all of these things. You know, I mean, for real, I mean, you growing up, right, you know, just like me, you had to go to certain places in order to maybe even, you know, see something different, something that you may not have known, you know, assimilated to you, you know. And, you know, as you said, Trans Pride gave you a lot of resources, understanding about yourself, you know, which is what a lot of people don't really get. The more you know about who you may be, the more you can make a decision on who you want to be. And these are these choices, like, you know, when people talk about the agenda, that, you know, there's this big LGBTQ agenda, and I'm like, sweetie, if we're that organized, it would be way different. Like, we're not, and there is no agenda. There's just people who want to live their life. And if seeing people and understanding people was such a thing, and sweetie, we've all been trained to be the norm. And if we're breaking away from the norm, it's not like Ariel was, you know, with Ursula. Okay. But you know what? And it's my favorite story. But what's so crazy is that she had to go and get legs, lose her voice to be with a man, to, you know, sell body language, right? And all of these things for a man she didn't even know. And that is okay. That is perfectly fine to teach people. I mean, I love this movie, so I'm not going to like rag on it, but I'm just going to say the breakdown when they like have the little cartoon picture where they got her in therapy with Big Bird. And they're like, oh, so you changed everything about yourself for a man. But why is that okay? Like, why is that algorithm okay? And it's okay to be taught. And it's something that is more normalized. It's something that is so socialized. And then when women get away from that norm, then there's something taken away. They've now become the crazy cat lady. They've now become too independent. Now you become an independent, strong woman. And then people want to say, oh, you're too much. You need too much. So why is it that things that aren't just simple for some, that let's be real, the colonization of a lot of cultures and aspects and mindsets is what we're fighting. And so these little nuggets that they throw about bathrooms, about, you know, indoctrination, about drag queen story hour, they're nothing burgers. And, you know, people individually who do terrible things should be brought up to face what they've done. But to blanket communities and to say people should go away, or it should be, what is that word that horrible man says? Oh, eradicated. Okay. Trans people have been here forever. So trans pride gives knowledge, and then there's some partying and some enjoyment, because you know what? To enjoy and to party around people that aren't looky-looky-loo-hooing, or, you know, creating issue, you know, that time that everybody just goes and takes for granted, going to get a coffee, going to lunch with your friends, enjoying something and not even being bothered. A lot of things aren't like that for people out here. So that is what we present. That is more of like a visual kind of understanding of the emotion behind it. You're just getting a coffee and you want to be sat alone and left alone without people creating issue. How wonderful that could be. But unfortunately, that's not the reality for many people. Mm-hmm. So what we create is that reality, and we create it with knowledge, know-how, and people that they can call for support throughout their journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to just emphasize that, you know, trans pride is a space where we all kind of gather together, which is really one of the important things for our community, because for so many of us, including myself, right, you know, when I was going through my transition journey, I've always felt that I was going through it by myself. You know, mm-hmm. I've always felt that nobody else is going through it. You know, it's just me and nobody else is. So, you know, being able to, one, find out about, you know, trans pride at the time where I was looking for resources, really kind of, validate to myself that I'm not going through this alone, right? You know, my transition journey might be different for someone else's, but there are other individuals who, you know, are going through their own transition journey. And the beauty of trans pride, one of the beauty of trans pride and why we have this space is we're able to exchange information. You know, we're able to share our personal experiences and learn from them, right? You know, even though we all know that what worked for somebody else's may not work for me, but it's still knowledge, because then, you know, at least I know that somebody else have gone through that process and they may not be as successful as they wanted, or maybe it is very successful, right? So the connection that we're making at our event is also a learning opportunity for us, right? You know, to hear actual experiences, to hear from, you know, individuals through their word of mouth about the resources and organizations that are available in the Washington, D.C. area. So, you know, we have TransPride, you know, for that. But we also have TransPride to engage in those conversations, particularly on the ones that are happening currently, you know, with the specific attack on our community, right? And that would be for another show, right? You know, we know that our community is very diverse when it comes to like how we're placing our voices and how we're we're advocating for so many things that are happening in our lives and all of this multiple attacks that, you know, our current administration is doing intentionally, you know, to erase our existence. Trans Pride is also a space where we can talk about those things. You know, we have resources through workshop who are doing this work, who are, you know, going to help us guide us. Like, what are some of the things that I need to know? What are my right as a human being in this country with the current administration's attack on our community? So it's also a learning opportunity for us.
Well, I mean, and, you know, I mean, sure, another show or maybe the perfect moment to talk about some of this, because especially because we're leading up to it, right? We're leading up to something that is such a focal point and we're in charge. Okay. And I think that people don't understand that we actually have our own lives besides, like, you know, the volunteer initiatives that we have, which, you know, a lot of things don't cross. Okay. Happening to be trans is different than sometimes people who have the ability to wear that on their shirt and post all the time and be who they are in their everyday as a trans advocate. And there's other people who do things behind the scenes that risk a lot of things to be an advocate and produce things for a community because they believe it so much that it needs to be done, okay? And I have definitely been one of those people where you are not celebrated for that. And it's how do you Catwoman your way between Selena Kyle and Catwoman, you know, at night to like ensure that you feel whole and you're still being true to yourself. Because like you said, our journeys are very different. And then when it comes to, you know, the administration and then people who support that administration, you have to find where can you have an opinion and where do you just take it and allow that to be the opinion in the room so you can get through your day. And a vulnerable community is, it's the story all this time, right? The bully picks on who at school. And right now, it's a big school, and we're just the new person to be picked on. Before it was somebody else, then it was a different group. And all I can say is any groups that have been picked on before to want to do it to other people, really look at yourself and really understand, like, what does that mean for you? What does that mean when this nerd, let's just say we're the nerds right now who get picked on, right? When we're out of the way, okay? Do they move up? Yes, they do. They go to the next and the next and the next. And we know who we're talking about. And this past election has really shown us that people voted for things that they don't even know nothing about. The tariffs coming through, messing up businesses, but I'll still support because things take time. Wait a minute, day one is what he said, right? Day one, things were gonna get better. So all I'm saying is that why you believe some of these things, but then not other things, and then all this other, you know, it's ridiculous. And at the point, you gotta say, you're a ridiculous person because, you know, this man is not penetrating me. Like, I'm sorry, I come from a New Yorker, you know, person who is very belligerent and direct and into business and manipulative and very wild. And so the point is like, when I heard this fool, I'm like, oh, that was just a Tuesday for me. So, you know, and I see why people get polarized by, you know, somebody who talks big and is selling them, you know, all of these things, but they're also selling people the rights to be prejudiced. And that is, I think, the biggest thing that some people like to take away from this. Did you know that in schools where Trump was up 10% from elementary to high school, bullying has gone up 18%? And 90% of the reports from teachers have been that it was said because of Trump. And it was out of the mouth. So it is not trans and the LGBTQIA+ community that is grooming people, and there's difference between sexual grooming and just grooming of raising people to think a certain way. This is Trump and Elon Musk's task, and they've been doing this for a very long time. And so when you are starting to say, take books out, people existing isn't good. There's no such thing as a knowledge about being different. Gay people aren't just popping up like mushrooms. It's because we had gotten to a place in our world where people were more out. There was more visuality that was positive. People were starting to understand. So why wouldn't people feel safer? Okay. So, you know, and we can look at that in a lot of demographics of why do certain people feel okay to go to certain neighborhoods now and vice versa, because things have, you know, progressed. But we know with any progression, there are still things in that closet and not in the fun way. Okay. Not in the fun way. In the way that it can come out at any time. And the racism and the prejudice in this country has been so deep rooted. And the way they reevaluate and reimagine things is through the help of other people and tricking them to think that while I'm blaming these people, somehow I will get a free pass. Well, we've been seeing what that free pass has been giving people. And, you know, it's a shame to see this, but it's a shame that people just wanting to be who they are gets trampled up in that too. We are U.S. citizens. We are people who pay into taxes. We are people who give people job opportunities. We are creating the American dream. So if I'm creating the American dream, why is Ted in West Virginia better than me? Because he says what he says he likes? He's probably a liar.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, and I've kind of reflected in this, especially a few months back, where I feel like we are, instead of like moving forward, we're like going back, right? You know, and all of the work that our ancestors and our elders have done is just like diminished, right? Because people like work back to like where we were, in which it's really unfortunate, especially given all of this, you know, attack, to your point, not only on the queer community, but for everybody who don't identify in their mind Americans, right?
White, cis, hetero, let's be real.
Right. So and that resulted, you know, what's going on now resulted to a lot of like different things, including what you shared on you know, the data on school and the bullying, right? You know, what's happening right now is allowing people to just really bully and thinking that it's okay to bully people because the most powerful individual in this country is doing the same thing and are getting away over and over again, right? So they may not be saying anything, but their action is definitely sending a wrong message to our young generations, who is so critical, you know, in the conversation that we're having, because they are supposed to be the future of this country. These are supposed to be, you know, the people who's going to have power, who's going to have, you know, the voice to ensure that we are moving into the right direction. But I feel like we're not doing that right now because of like what's happening, right? There's certainly organizations that we know of who are countlessly doing the work, and it's hard work, right? You know, to make sure that we are providing them with additional resources, so they're only not hearing it from like one side or, you know, one information or one individual, but they're able to also hear it from other folks from a different perspective. But it's definitely very difficult times that we're living in, and it's not even one full year yet.
No, it's not. No. It's not a full year, but it's been forever, because the full never went away. And I think that's the point, is when you have little dumb young guys who are like, oh, he cares about America, or like, oh, it's fine or whatever. It's like, you're a part of that mess. You think that, oh, you know, drinking a beer with this fool would be fun. He would never, with you, be real. Okay. And then also the fact that, like, what, he's womanized, been accused. You know, I know people who have been, you know, convicted of 34, you know, counts. Okay. So this point is like somebody who has been convicted is talking about how other people are bad. Okay. You're not from this country. You know, they're bringing out bringing over South African refugees because they have been persecuted against. Okay. White skin. And so basically they get to jump in and then, okay, then they're going to take over the farmland, the federal farmland that Black farmers have been in line for so long and can't even get a seat at the table. Okay. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that gets real crazy. And, you know, speaking of sustaining, and, you know, culture and things that we need to do is we need to sustain the WPFW legacy. And it is our spring drive. So please, please, please understand that you can donate by calling our number 202-588-0893. You can also text WPFWFM to 801-801 and follow the link to donate. You can also use a Cash App, $WPFWFM. What we do here is to keep cultivating, elevating, and supporting voices that now are in need. More than ever. So please, 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 if you want to become a, you know, recurring donating member, you can do that as well. $10, $20. WPFW is the home of jazz and justice. And we know through the music, through the rhymes, through the rhythms, people have been fighting for truth and the understanding for people for years. We are very fortunate to be on this radio station, one that cultivates community and allows people to really get in and in sight and inside out with us. So please, 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 again, WPFW.org if you would like to donate, or just text WPFWFM to 801-801. We are going to be back after a short break. Please, please, please feel free to give us a call or donate. We'll be back with Inside Out.
How sweet. Oh, You had your chance, but you blew it. Thought you buried me, but I'm alive and living my best life. Yes. Tell me, how's it feel? Huh? Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
What doesn't kill you makes you hotter now. You're back with Inside Out.
I love that song. It's very summery.
It's so on cue. I love it because it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, sweetie, no, I just got better. Better and better and better and better, darling. You know, it's just like one of those things. So, you know, what is it? Defeated, never broken. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how it goes. And so with that.
With wisdom there.
Huh?
We're just dropping words of wisdom.
Yeah, words of wisdom. You know, that's what happens when, you know, you get older and you start watching on Netflix shows like younger, you know, where you're like, oh, I'm still young. Well, you know, it's like when you're too old to be young, too young to be old, you know, and you're like right in the middle. It like, it's good. It's like my Emancipation of Mimi era, you know, it's like the best golden look, and it's fun and it's great. And it's like one of those things where like after months of healing and, you know, and trying to get through life with, you know, the passing of my sister, you know, in January, and, you know, everything else, I'm trying to get out of my hair, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where you finally take a beat, right? And with the administration and all of these things that I knew was going to happen, I mean, that election night was like, you know, so just deep. I mean, I watched from the beginning to the end because that's just me. I'm very devoted to a project I'm in. But it's like I knew in that moment that life was just going to be very different and that, you know, my guard needed to be up. I didn't know what was going to come sooner than later. And, it, you know, January in the first week was very abrupt and a big shift for me. And, you know, I didn't really understand a lot for a while. I didn't understand grief that way, you know, when, you know, you lose a grandparent or an estranged parent or, you know, things, you know, sometimes there's distance and time and, you know, things that, you know, might not have been just so in your face unless that is your day to day. And this, you know, this friend, this family member was my every day. Yeah. And so to restructure that was not easy, and to make a choice of what I wouldn't deal with anymore personally besides that was a lot, you know? And so staying in and sitting down and understanding what things are and what it is to be a trans woman, right? Like, let alone, like, you know, a biological woman who's out, you know, here doing the day to day and, you know, just very hard and having to understand like what your life is going to be or who you're going to be with or what people are telling you to do. And, you know, to want a lot of those things over the last few years and realizing that you chose a path that, you know, you're not lonely because everything that I wanted from a partner, I had a better version of, right? But I also felt somebody in my corner was no longer there. And it was an individual who knew so much about me. Yeah. And that right now during this time, there are a lot of situations that are just so weird. They're not there, you know, and it lets you think about life and what you want in your life. And, you know, over the years we've been on here, and you know, I've talked about my relationship, I think the one, you know, whatever, and you know, over the other years, you know, whatever else has gone on, love is real, but a lot of people are not, and it takes a lot to be who we are and to really love ourselves through a lot of things and people who say we shouldn't. And to have someone very close to you that's not giving you that has no business being in my orbit. And so I've definitely slowed down from the fair weather friends, from the needing to be involved in so much just because I felt like if I didn't, what would happen, you know? And I've taken a step back. And through that, you know, comes wisdom, you know, comes the understanding that, like, sometimes jumping back out there so quickly because you think that it wasn't you does not allow you to see what you've done in putting yourself in a situation. And the distraction is easy. And this time I didn't do that. I didn't want my grief to become something I felt I needed to distract from.
Yeah.
I wanted it to become a realization of where I'm at in my life. And if it was my last day, would I be proud of that life? And, you know, today I can say yes, because at that time I was not, you know, I was not happy. And I was not happy with the things I accepted from that time from prior.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really thank people like you, Bianca, and, you know, my friend Cece and Manny and my mom and people like that, because what I really wanted this show to encapsulate was that trans folks are people that come to terms with something and then want to enter the world as who they've had to zip up for a very long time. But just because we decide to do that does not mean that we do not go through the things that are sometimes the most negative things of people in a normalcy type situation. Because a lot of times we're the victims of people who failed in those situations and they want to put that on us. So where do we really get to experience, besides the things we're creating, the moments of relief, the moments of being alive, the moments of wanting to just be, you know? And I think that a lot of people don't really look at the humanity. They think about bathrooms and what that could mean, but then you got your Uncle Joe hanging out doing those things, you know, that you're accusing people you don't even know about. Like, sweetie, I wanted to grow up to be Mariah and Pamela Anderson. I ain't sitting over here worrying about, you know, looking at somebody I don't want to be with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just stuff that isn't there. And I won't say that there's people in our community that, you know, do create issues that are just things that they shouldn't be doing, right? Because people are opportunists. Yeah. But that's not the day-to-day people. That ain't me and that ain't you.
Yeah. And I really want to thank you for kind of sharing that, you know, to our listeners, because you're right. You know, so majority of the people, when they think of trans people, or when they started hearing about trans people, it's very like, one-sided, you know, it's what society is telling who trans folks are and the things that they do. So I really appreciate you just kind of sharing, you know, some of your thoughts about, you know, other things that we do, right? You know, we navigate the world just like everybody in this country navigate the world, right? You know, we have bills to pay, you know, we have day-to-day activities that we go through, you know, so many of us as, you know, are in school, have profession, business owners, in the military, you know, we're everywhere. And I think it's really important for our listeners to hear that, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to help them really put a human, right, in this word of like transgender, because at the end of the day, you know, trans people and transgender folks are human beings, you know, that navigate this world just like everybody else navigate the world, right? And we, and it's important for our listeners to also be more intentional in learning about, you know, the community itself. And I don't mean that in a more, in a traditional way where, you know, there's PowerPoint, there's training, there's 1 hour workshop. I mean, those are great, but I think, you know, we have to, you know, challenge ourselves that, that there are so many other ways that you can learn about, you know, a community, not just a trans community, but, you know, different communities. And one way of doing that is to really engage in conversation and, you know, having like an open-ended Q&A, you know, so you can learn about not only who they are, but, you know, how they kind of navigate this life, right? You know, as a human. And that's me. I always advocate for, you know, one way of really learning about somebody is to hearing their stories, is listening to their stories and allowing them to kind of share their stories, because that connects on a more human level. Because after that conversation, I can confidently say that I know someone who have gone through this. So I know someone who, you know, are part of this community because I heard their story myself, right? Mm-hmm. So I think my call to action, right, to our listeners is to stay curious, you know, engage in conversation. You'll never know what, you know, similarities you may have with an individual, whether they're trans, whether they're part of the queer community, or whether from they're another country or part of, you know, other communities, because we have more similarities than, you know, we know we don't know than the differences that we have.
Yes, girl, you better Pocahontas Disney movie that statement up, honey, and you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, you know, but it's true. Like, that's why we love the song, right? But it's so funny how people can love like those kind of things that would be like, oh, I'm going to be nasty and prejudiced, right? It's like, how do you like do these things? Like, you know, and I think that that's like the gag of it all, right? Is like, you know, you the person who's always pointing did it. Okay. You know, that's them. Okay. Like if I got my DMs out, if I got my texts out, like, I'm not going to my high school reunion. I'm not dealing with that, okay? Because please, okay? I don't want to see you know, your life and what happened. Because you know what? I remember where you was at, okay? And that was that one time, and I don't care. And I'm not going to be somebody's fishbowl, you know? So it's just like, you know, and that's saving them, right? Because now I'm a different person. So, you know, to be an honest, real person, be like, oh, well, sweetie, that's not what you said. You know, so like, you know what I mean? And I think that that's what people don't get. They don't get that there's so much nastiness because people are disguising really who they are, you know? And there's one person who isn't, and now he's in charge, and you guys are silly to still try and rewrite the reality. And it's just silly. It's silly. So please don't rewrite our reality. Don't rewrite our existence. Why don't y'all look at facts that are really upsetting your household and understand that when people start to talk about certain folks and say what they feel they need to say or know or whatever they're not going to do, a lot of the loudest drums, the emptiest. Okay. So, you know, we're not here for this and we're not here for that. But I know that after some time this year, you know, with a fresh set of eyes and open heart and an understanding of myself, that, you know, I can confidently say that today I'm a lot more of sound mind than I have been of things and decisions and the, you know, Mary Poppins type vibe. Like, last year's Miss Congeniality is not this year's visuality, because I'm not doing it. I'm not, you will get yoked. So the point is, I'm over. No, just kidding. Just playing. But like, not really, because this is our life. And Trans Pride is going to be epic. We start off World Pride. We were the ones to throw the brick during Stonewall, so that is deserved. Did nobody ever put that together, right? That, like, you know, a trans woman of color threw, right? So we started off Pride. Like, come on, you know, if you want to blame us for anything, it's for people being happy. Thank you. Or standing up for justice, because, you know, it's always a Black woman, whether trans or not, you know, standing up for somebody.
I can already see another show where we, like, when we talk about the history of our community from 50 years ago and all that stuff, and just have members of our community who can really tell those, like, amazing stories. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely need to do that. And, you know, and the uplifting ones, you know, I want to hear about the woman who was on the Clairol box, you know what I mean? That y'all didn't know nothing about her, you know, like all these things, you know, we've been in movies, we've been in all these things, you know, it's just so funny. And we are your like siblings, we are your partners, we are, you know, some people, they partners, you know, so it's just like, you know, it is what it is. It's closer than you think. And it's better than you imagined. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we need to be people. And, you know, this year we have a slew of fun things coming. You know, we have a wonderful welcome party in June. We have a wonderful after party after our, you know, seminar on Saturday. And then we have a after party. And then we have something awesome on Sunday for the chilling, for the understanding, to take it all in. Actually, probably to nurse a lot of these hangovers that people are going to have. But like, I, you know, and I'm trying to figure it all out, like the outfits, the things, the hair, the understandings. And, you know, there's awards being given out, you know, hopefully, you know, people don't Grammy, you know, Mariah me, but, you know, we don't know. We don't know. You know, she should have more Grammys than she has, but you know, they still sleeping on her, so it's okay. We all right, you know, they out there, they snubbing people. It's okay. You think I go to the Grammys? It's bullying, okay? Yes, I may become her, you know, it's bullying. I'm not doing that anymore, you know. But no, it's a fun, it's a gag. We have a special guest who's going to be amazing, Skylar, who is just stunning. And we were supposed to have a stunning guest today, but he, you know, was, you know, needing to do something last minute. So we'll catch him the next time or whatever.
Absolutely.
But do you want to tell people where they can register to, you know, get some information?
Our website is transpridewashingtondc.org. And that's where you will find all of the events that are happening. And I encourage our listeners to, you know, really learn about all of the festivities that are happening for Pride season. And to your point that you shared, kicking off Pride season for World Pride is this weekend. So definitely you can even, you know, Google World Pride and you'll see all of the information, including Trans Pride in there as well. So definitely check this out, and we're really excited for what's to come for Trans Pride this year and for the future of Trans Pride.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm just so excited. And what is also fun is donating to WPFW Spring Drive 2025. You can be a reoccurring member with donations of $10, $20 to help sustain. You can go to WPFWFM.org. You can click donate to make your contribution right now. Also, you can call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can text if you're savvy at WPFWFM. You can text WPFWFM to 801-801. Cash App, it's a fun app, $WPFWFM. Please, please, please renew your support, reoccur, listen to the people, listening. Right. People are telling me, I'm hearing things, and they're saying they're going to donate. You know, that is the funniest thing that fool has said that I just cannot get over. You know, people are telling me, I'm hearing things, you know, I'm like, you know, you're so silly. Like, you know, if people really look, you know, silly people. But anyway, so anything to leave our listeners?
I was just going to add, you know, for folks who have already donated, thank you for your donation. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you're donating just one time, thank you for that donation as well. We encourage you to be a recurring donor, right? Think of it as you're buying, you know, Morgan and I coffee, right?
for somebody at the station.
I do like coffee, so instead of like coffee, maybe putting like a little donation on a monthly, on a regular through WPFW FM. So thank you for folks who have already donated, and you know, thank you for donating.
All right, well, we will catch you next time, second Monday of every month. Have a wonderful rest of your week. This has been Inside Out, and we love you and we enjoy you. Bye.
On Thursday, May 15th, the 77th anniversary of the ongoing Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe, and the people's resistance, Radio Free Palestine will launch at 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. on WPFW and stations across North America to air programming from producers across five continents. There will be separate streams in Arabic, English, French, and Spanish. Our presentation will be in English and include discussions, speeches, music, poetry, and updates. That's Radio Free Palestine, beginning at 8 a.m., May 15th, on WPFW, Radio for the Resistance.
We close our spring pledge drive on May 19th, 8 a.m. until midnight, with Black Shining Prince, Malcolm X at 100, celebrating and unpacking the life and legacy of one of the most brilliant and charismatic intellectuals and pan-Africanists of the 20th century. The title is a reference to Ossie Davis's eulogy of Malcolm X, where he referred to him as our own Black Shining Prince. The teaching, speeches, and writings of El Hajj Malik El Shabazz continue to guide millions around the world in their quest for liberation. That's Black Shining Prince, Malcolm X at 100, May 19th, 8 a.m. until midnight on WPFW, building a better world one broadcast at a time.
Malcolm Lives,
an event of spoken word commemorating Malcolm X's 100th birthday and paying tribute to the last poets, happening Wednesday, May 14th at the Black Cat, 1811 14th Street Northwest. That's 1811 14th Street Northwest. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Details including performing lineup at blackcatdc.com. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
This is Rita Burns.
And this is Mason Burns. It is happening again. A celebration of my dad's legacy. The Capitol House Music Festival salutes
Sam the Man Burns. A full day of DJs and performers, including the vocalist and house music icon, Julie McKnight. A full day of joy.
Saturday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Aletheia Tanner Park.
This is an official Black Pride and World Pride event, and this event is for everyone. For more information, caphousefest.com. WPFW is proud to be a media sponsor, building a better world, one broadcast at a time. Don't let that bus flash your eye.
In celebration of the life and legacy of activist and composer Bernice Johnson Regan, Wise Regan Arts and Strathmore presents Over My Head, I Hear Music in the Air, a night of song, poetry, and reflection, featuring Toshi Regan with special guests Liz Wright, Alexis Pauline Gums, original members of the Freedom Singers, and more. Friday, May 16th at the Strathmore. Information at strathmore.org.
National Reparations Rally,
Saturday, May 17th, a festival of unity and celebration of the ongoing quest for reparations, as well as the 100th anniversary of the birth of Malcolm X. Speakers include Tony Browder, Robert Ruth Simmons, Amalia Shitala, Ajua Ayetoro, and Ayo Handy Kindi, with virtual remarks from Maulana Karenga, actress Erica Alexander, and Ben Chavis. Performers include Raz Cass, along with DC's own Ayanna Gregory, Afi Soul, Lucy Murphy, Free Benjamin, Nana Malaya, Randy Payton, and Laini Mataka, May 17th, Landsberg Park, 1098 Delaware Avenue Southwest, 11 a.m.